Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, they say, Mason, they say...
What do they say?
That Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, it's going to borrow a lot from the real Ghostbusters in terms of storytelling. And I tell you what, after watching many episodes of this, I hope that's not necessarily true in the strictest sense.
Why do you say that, James? James, a classic cartoon from our childhood? What could be bad about that? What could be bad about the jangling keys of our childhood, James? The thing that encouraged us to buy all these toys. Because we both had toys. I know this from conversations.
They're great toys.
We didn't know each other in childhood.
No.
But we've had a conversation where we determined, yes, we had a bunch of, like, the action figures, because there were many.
Yep.
There were waves and waves of action figures.
They were wacky and goo and eyes
standard
poking out.
Standard issue, the ones where you, like, click their legs together and their heads pop off
they
or whatever.
Go,
there was the Ghostbusters, there was the Ghosts, there was the Firehouse playset, there was the Ecto 1 and 2 and 3 probably.
There was leaving a like on this video, this Caravan of Garbage video. Welcome.
That's right. Welcome. It's good to be here.
All of these things.
Anyway, we had all the toys, and I have vague memories of watching this show as a kid.
Same.
Because I think it was probably one of those shows that was on like 7:30 in the morning before you went to school.
Mm.
Like it was just on.
I wasn't a TV school kid. I wasn't allowed most days. So yeah, I was.
How'd you watch this on VHS then?
I just caught glimpses of it. I couldn't tell you specifically.
Like, did you go to school and one of your friends who did watch it like made a flick book of
yes.
frames from the show and you sort of
That's
captured
right.
it via osmosis?
With a 34-page lined scrapbook.
Wow. Anyway, with all that in mind, we rewatched some of this and it sucks.
Yeah, it's not
a bad
great. I think I like the idea behind it.
Yes.
I like the aesthetic. I think some of the animation is quite good.
That was one of the first things
some
I was going to say. The opening title sequence of this show is actually spectacular.
Agreed.
It's excellent animation for the era. It's almost as good as like a mid-tier anime from that era.
It's the one where they suck up the big marshmallow man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think a bunch of that was also used as like the concept.
Mm.
So that's why it looks so good. Like if you look at the concept for the original He-Man cartoon, the animation, it looks 1,000-fold better than the actual show,
yes.
which has 3 frames of animation per episode.
Well, that's exactly it. With the opening sequence, the intro, it promises a lot
it's
of
got
stuff.
Got the music.
It's so fluid. Boy, does this show have the music? they've got it. They squeezed. I don't know if the cartoon producers had to pay for the Ghostbusters theme every time they used it, because they'd be bankrupt.
I don't think so.
No.
They mustn't have.
They squeezed every dime out of this. And when they're not using the Ghostbusters theme, which is barely any of the time, they're using it in every sequence, no matter what is happening. They're using like a bunch of sort of like pop R&B, like 80s pop R&B.
Yeah.
It just sort of floats in and out of every... The audio mix on this is awful.
Sure.
Oh,
it's mostly on YouTube, by the way, if people are interested. Officially.
Yeah. I know this is all over the place. I'll finish my thought about the opening animation. It looks really good.
Yep.
It really sets up the viewers for disappointment because the rest of the animation is no good because it was clearly done in a hurry. The audio mix is also awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like anybody's ever in the same room. There's just like...
Well, that's funny because the cast did record this in the same room.
Doesn't sound like
oftentimes,
it.
Oftentimes, yeah.
With an assortment of random microphones they found in the studio, I think.
Because
some people
been.
Sound echoey. Some people sound like they're speaking to nobody. Some people sound like they're into it. Some people sound like they're not.
Some people sound like Garfield. Look, I can't speak to the sound, but I know that the episodes were animated by different studios. So the animation that was considered good, Toei Animation did that.
Makes sense.
And the stuff that's not as good were outsourced to smaller studios in other Asian countries and whatever. So that's why it dips in quality, like even during episodes.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Which isn't great. Also, people might be wondering, why is this called The Real Ghostbusters and not just Ghostbusters after the movie that came out a couple years prior.
Okay, sure.
You want me to do it?
I'll do it. Okay. So years and years ago, a trillion million years ago, before any of us were born.
1975.
There was one season of a live action show called The Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And it was about a bunch of investigators that went around busting ghosts. Two humans and a gorilla, if I recall.
Yep. It was kind of like the Munsters, sort
of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when Ivan Reitman went to create and direct Ghostbusters, they licensed the name and only the name from the TV series Ghostbusters.
Also, they weren't sure whether they could actually use it. We've done videos on most of the Ghostbusters movies, if you want to check it out, so they weren't even sure they could have called it that, but they just started doing it when they were filming, and they were like, well, we can't change this now.
So, and then when Ghostbusters the movie was a big hit, they're like, we should make a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But then Filmation, who owned the Ghostbusters, were like,
yeah, man, we could also make a cartoon.
Let's see if we can knock one out first. And it sort of became a race, as I understand it, to produce the first Ghostbusters cartoon. And so to differentiate the Ghostbusters from the movie Ghostbusters, they're like, what if we call it the real Ghostbusters?
Even though it's not the real Ghostbusters.
I mean, in a way, neither of them are the real Ghostbusters because ghosts don't exist and ghostbusting doesn't exist.
That's
sorry to burst your bubble, everyone, but none of it's real. There's no afterlife. There's a Ghostbusters afterlife, but there's no afterlife.
This is it. You don't know.
This is it, and you're wasting your one existence watching this video.
You don't know that. That's true. I mean, they are wasting it, but
James,
you don't know.
James, let's prove it. Let's do some flatlining right now. We'll do it afterwards. Next video, we'll both kill each other and then come back and we'll determine.
I would love that, yeah.
Anyway, if I remember correctly, Filmation released their version of the animated Ghostbusters first.
I'd imagine that was very confusing for children. I remember seeing that as a kid and even seeing some toys and being like, what's this?
They've got a haunted car?
Yeah.
These Ghostbusters sometimes have a haunted car.
Sometimes. But they usually don't like it when it happens to them.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we watched the first three episodes of the first season.
And I jumped around because I needed to know some other things about this series.
Like why Slimer lives with the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, man. I was like, what's the deal with this? Why is this freak hanging out? And there is an episode called Citizen Ghost, which is a flashback.
Yes.
Which explains the origin of Slimer coming to be on this team.
And that episode, along with a bunch of episodes of this series, were written by J. Michael Straczynski, who later went on to create Babylon 5.
Oh, my God.
But apparently he wrote that episode because people... He has said that people constantly came up to him and asked, why does Slimer live with the Ghostbusters?
I would have asked him that.
But, like, who's asking him that? Yeah. Children? So my God, that's the writer of Ghostbusters, J. Michael Straczynski. I'm going to ask him why Slimer lives with the Ghostbusters in this TV series I watched before school. When did that happen?
I mean, at least a handful of times, I'd imagine. At this point also, Slimer wasn't called Slimer because this came out after the first movie. It did quite a good job of keeping the Ghostbusters out in the public and keeping people interested in it until the second movie came out, which is a whatever movie, in my opinion.
That's why nobody cares about Indiana Jones anymore. Because there wasn't an Indiana Jones cartoon series where he lived with
the ghost of that Nazi he killed.
Yep.
One of them.
The ghost of the guy that pulled his heart out that time. Ah, you're all right, actually. Come and live in my apartment. Come on, you're all right.
Let's do hijinks.
Yeah.
But Slimer was given a name for this show. He was initially called Onion Head or the Mean Green Ghost. He's not named in the original Ghostbusters. Oh,
okay.
So that's fun.
I would have called him Dead John Belushi.
Well, we talked about that. There's a rumor that he's based off John Belushi, but he's not. We talked about it when we talked about first Ghostbusters.
He's based on Jim Belushi?
Yeah, he's based on, according to Jim's, Jim Belushi.
Wow!
I mean, we have talked about this and people could check it out, but it was designed, they made it, and then the studio said, like, a few days before filming, do you reckon you can make it look like John Belushi? And he went, yeah, man. And then didn't change it. And they came back and they went, brilliant, you've done it.
Now, here's a question for you. In this cartoon series, Slimer is often seen just snacking down on whatever he can find in the fridge. But in the movie, anything he eats just falls right through him because he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Something happened, you're
saying? What happened there?
But I don't know if there's an episode on that specifically.
I'm going to call J. Michael. Hang on. Hey, J. Michael.
Look, I might have an answer for you.
Go on.
So this is not set in the mainline Ghostbusters continuity.
Whoa.
We'll talk about some sequel stuff to this specifically later. There's even an episode in season one called Take Two where the Ghostbusters go to Hollywood and they visit the set to watch them filming the movie Ghostbusters.
Okay, all right.
And that's why all of the characters, and this was probably more for like action figure purposes, they look very different often than they did in the movie.
Okay, sure.
Egon specifically. I prefer this look on Egon, by the way. I think this is a great look.
Just a blonde curl with like a cornetto.
It reminds me of Dermot Brereton, the patron saint of this video series. We should get him in. Do you reckon we can get Dermot in?
Yeah. What do you think his passion would be? God. Well, where's our crossover with Dermot Brereton besides going to Subway?
Punching a bloke?
Oh, yeah, we could punch
a bloke. Having
a few together.
Drinks and punching a bloke, but then going, you're all right.
Yeah, nice.
Do you reckon that's it?
That's pretty good, yeah. But also, I imagine the main reason for the change, especially in the designs of the Ghostbusters, is so you can tell them apart.
Yes.
And also so, you know, parents can be properly convinced to buy all four Ghostbusters.
And not just four brown-haired schlubby men.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Oh, but you've already got a brown-haired schlubby man. Yeah, but this guy's different. He's got a blue jumpsuit.
Now, I had a question
about
the Ghostbusters, specifically how the ghosts work, because it's not really explained in the movies. It's like class this. Spectral form that, whatever.
Uh-huh, sure.
I don't know if I'm using any of the right words, but I figured it out. I did some research. I did my own research, which I encourage everybody to do.
Well, you really got in deep on this for a franchise you hate.
I don't hate the franchise.
You hate the fans.
I hate the fans and I like the first movie.
Okay.
And Ghostbusters 2 is as good as Ghostbusters 2016. Wait! Because they're about as funny as each other. You only like it more because it's got the guys from the first one. And they're in the Ghostbusters suit, all right? Just think about it. I know you're going to yell at me, but you know I'm right. I'm not saying either are good because they're not.
Whoa.
Just think about it.
But Ghostbusters Afterlife, that's a good one.
No.
And Ghostbusters the game is basically Ghostbusters 3.
I'm not really a fan of that either.
Wow.
So obviously my opinions are invalid.
Okay. Now
but it's the fans that have driven me to this.
That's true. Now you have a theory about the ghost, you were saying.
Yeah. It's not a theory. This is stone cold facts, Mason.
Okay. We'll put this on the Ghostopedia.
Absolutely.
The Wicked Ghostia?
Yes.
Ghost to ghostier.
Yeah, ghost to ghostier, perfect. So class one, these are undeveloped forms. They're difficult to see. They don't really interact with environments outside of maybe some lights or voices and sound.
Okay,
maybe
sure.
some electoplasmic vapors. That's the extent of it.
Okay, sure.
So nothing.
So like a poltergeist.
Yeah, but less.
Whoa.
Even, yeah.
A poltergeist.
Maybe. Class two, can physically manipulate things in the world.
You're reading off of Wikipedia.
No, look at my notes that I made.
Boy, you really did. It's got dots and everything.
I did take it from Ghostopedia or whatever, be fair.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These forms are vague, they're inconsistent or incomplete.
Well, you could say that about every character in the show.
Very true.
Vague and inconsistent and incomplete.
Might be floating sheets, ghost hands, animated lips, etc.
So like a poltergeist.
Or a mully grub. Class 3, anonymous hauntings. These are distinct human form and personality is evident. But they don't have an identity.
Sounds this like a might, poltergeist.
Yeah, maybe something that would suck Dan Aykroyd's dick in one of the movies, maybe.
Absolutely,
potentially,
sure.
Yeah.
Which I maintain is Dan Aykroyd from the future. He has to go back in time and do that to maintain the timeline somehow.
I understand. It's a closed loop. It's Aurora Borealis. No,
that's right.
Ouroboros? It's Ouroboros.
Mm, sure. Yeah.
Class 4, distinct human form and personality with known identity. So you might get like, oh, that's a historical figure or whatever, you know?
Oh, it's George Washington going to town on Ray over there. Wow, what with his wooden teeth and everything.
Exactly. Now, in terms of disposal, you can do this if you know, like, what their deal is.
Okay.
So if you're like, oh, George Washington, I'll throw some wooden teeth at him. Then he'll stop doing what he's doing to Dan Aykroyd because
sure.
He has to put his teeth, wooden teeth in Mason.
Now, how does this relate to the ghosts we see in the three episodes?
Wait for it.
All right.
Class 5, these are electroplasmatic manifestations of definite but non-human form specters.
Wow, I didn't know you had a master's degree in physics.
I do. So Slimer, for example.
Okay.
Or Muncher from Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ah, classic Muncher.
They're not people. They're like manifestations of weird energy and emotions
and
stuff.
Did they used to be people?
I don't know. No, maybe. I don't think so. Because some of these also might be from other dimensions.
That's true.
Class 6 is ghosts of lower life forms. The example they gave was a giant penguin was once seen attacking a mugger in Central Park. I don't know what episode that is in. And class 7 is metaspectres. So they're like powerful beings, often thought to be demons or whatever. That's your gozers and your ghouls stepping out of a portal, etc.
Sure.
It's where we're at.
Okay. So now my question again is how does this relate to the various ghosts we see? Because we watched the first three episodes. The first episode...
I did more, but go on.
It's the Ghostbusters and they've... Also, if I were to be critical about the series, and I am because it sucks... One of the things that I think gets wrong is there's no central villain.
Oh, okay.
Because like Ninja
Not
Turtles
building
has,
towards
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, like Ninja Turtles has Shredder and
interesting.
You know, another thing. G.I. Joe has Cobra Commander or what have you.
Yep.
But this is just a you know, ghost of the week.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, back in the day, the idea was they would just show these in any order. So it didn't make sense to have like an overarching storyline generally.
Yes.
But I think it makes it a bit...
I agree, it's lacking.
It is lacking.
It feels like the same episode. And again, we didn't watch all of them because there's 170,000 or whatever.
Sure.
But it is that the thing shows up. They're like, what are we going to do? It takes over or whatever.
Hmm.
And then the things don't work, but then they figure it out.
It's got a lot of color and noise. And I guess kids like that.
They love that.
But I don't remember liking it. Anyway, in the first episode, they fight a family of ghosts.
Yep.
Three ghosts, which suggests they all died at the same time.
Nice.
Or they died separately.
Yeah.
And then they found each other in the afterlife, which
That's
is also nice.
I
That's
like
nice,
that.
Exactly. But then these ghosts escape the containment unit and decide to start their own ghost hunting business as like a grift.
Yeah, man.
And they're like...
You got a problem with small business?
I do. There should be more regulation as far as I'm concerned. But what I liked, initially I'm like, well, these three, like they managed to fool the public into thinking they're ghost hunters, even though they look like absolute freaks.
Yeah.
Like there's one with like a 3-foot long neck and then like a real wide one and what have you. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Does everybody in this city have some sort of like ectoplasmic brain poisoning? Why are they not figuring this out? And then you look at the background characters in this show and you're like, oh, New York's absolutely bursting with freaks.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right, fair call.
Fine.
I get it.
I mean, they give it up pretty quickly as well. I feel like they could have had a pretty comfortable existence.
Right?
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about the cancellation of this because
I was going to say second episode.
Yeah.
Electric ghost?
Yeah.
Just an electric
just
ghost.
Just a guy's like, bzzz.
Third episode.
A different.
Ghost movie. Takes over Peter Venkman's body.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I love that.
Pretty good. So what are they?
Oh, in the classes?
Yes.
They would be class 5 or above.
Okay, checks out.
Yeah.
Because I was definitely paying attention.
Well, maybe 4, human form and whatever.
Okay, sure.
It's not for me to say. I'm not an expert.
It seems like you are, though.
I don't like this property.
Oh.
It's bad. It's been bad for ages.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do the real trivia.
All right.
Before we get to how this was cancelled, because I love it. It's a great story.
Uh-oh.
According to Ernie Hudson, who played Winston Zeddemore. Is that right?
Yes.
In the Ghostbusters films.
But not in the series.
No. He auditioned for his own character, but they didn't think he sounded right, so they gave it to Arsenio Hall.
Incredible.
Who later passed it on also, but I think that's pretty funny. When auditioning for the role of Egon, Maurice LaMarche was asked not to impersonate Harold Ramis, but he did it anyway and got the part.
Nice.
These
executives, they don't know what they want.
No, they really don't. We'll get to that. And during one meeting with the studio, one executive claimed that Janine's triangular glasses would scare children. And other executives agreed that she should be less of a tough woman and more like a mother figure. Right.
Sure.
Let's go into this.
Okay.
Because this was cancelled due to a fun turn of events where they turned to a consulting firm by the name of Q5 after season 2, despite it doing relatively well.
Okay.
It was doing well in its time slot. And they said, listen, these are some changes we want you to make, and that includes re-editing the first season's episodes so they fall in line with the following changes. Number one, remove occult references.
From Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Sure. Just a bunch of guys, they're firefighters now?
Yeah, they're firefighters
now.
They go
to buildings and they electrocute the buildings and then the fires go out.
And everyone cheers.
Yeah.
Which happens at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
Make Slimer the main character.
They did that.
This happened so much that they retitled the show at one point and they also added a bonus Slimer-specific episode to drag this thing out to an hour.
Sure, yeah.
They really thought
an hour?
Yeah, they really thought that... I mean, with commercials for these toys.
Yeah.
But they really thought that Slimer was like the driving force behind the Ghostbusters.
It's not. It's libertarianism.
Exactly. Ray's character design was slimmed down to give the character a less overweight aesthetic.
Okay, sure. I think they should have kept him the same, but he should have been jogging everywhere.
Yeah. Also, his presence in the show was also questioned, and it was thought that maybe he could be just removed entirely.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, they are four brown-haired men in jumpsuits. I guess you could.
I mean, not in this. Slimer was also given a tail instead of his rounded bottom.
Too sexual?
Yeah, maybe, but that also switched back towards the end.
Okay, not sexual enough.
Exactly. But the biggest change as mentioned was that of Janine, whose hair was completely changed from being short and spiky to long and straight, and her overall design was softened, and they wanted her personality to be more motherly and generally less harsh and slutty.
Wow.
Their words.
Okay.
This change was so severe and destructive that the story editor and frequent series writer, J. Michael Straczynski, who actually did Babylon 5, I don't know if you know that.
I said that earlier.
He immediately quit out of protest, and then the ratings fell to low numbers. And as a result of that, ABC begged for him to return, which he did because they wanted to restore the show to what it was before, and they said he could revert some of the changes. So he actually dedicated an episode to explaining why Janine is now the way that she is.
Okay, sure.
Right. But then they cancelled it anyway. So they meddled with it.
Okay.
Ruined it. Said, can you help fix it? It was already done at that point and it was over.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
All the changes in themselves are fascinating, but it's also fascinating as a consumer of modern day media.
Love media.
That they just went, let's retool this instead of like, we've had two seasons, cancel it.
Yeah. Make a different thing. Or even think like, how could we expand this in a way that's interesting? What can we build on what's working? Like,
yeah.
None of this stuff is the stuff that wasn't working. Bizarre. Anyway, good on you, Q5. You probably still exist. Anyway, there was, though, a sequel series.
Whoa.
In 1997, Extreme Ghostbusters was released. This was done by Columbia TriStar Television and Adelaide Productions.
To do with Australia's Adelaide?
I don't know.
Unlikely.
I hope not.
Okay, sure.
I doubt it.
Okay. Now, if I recall, this only has Egon of the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So it premiered in September of 97, ran for 40 episodes, and it was set several years after the real Ghostbusters. And the series opened by saying the team had disbanded due to lack of supernatural activity.
Famous last words.
Only Egon remains along with Slimer. But I'm sure other characters pop in and out of it. Mason. Slimer also appeared, do you remember this crossover? The VHS cartoon All Stars to the Rescue Don't Do Drugs
thing that happened the concept,
in 1990.
Sure.
And the president came on before and he went, don't do drugs, I'm George Bush. I do only good things exclusively.
That's right.
I think they got Bob Hawke to do it here, local reference.
Absolutely.
Because he was prime minister at the time. And it's Michelangelo being like, party down, dudes, but not with ecstasy.
That's right.
Don't do reefers.
Have a yard glass of beer, Mr. Prime Minister. Radical, tubular.
But of course, it has continued also, sort of. So there's a comic from 2015 called Ghostbusters Get Real. It's a four-part miniseries published by IDW, which crosses over the real Ghostbusters with movie Ghostbusters.
Oh.
They're always doing that in the comics, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder who owns the Ghostbusters now. Whoever owns Filmation.
I guess
probably
so.
Probably Nickelodeon. Probably Comcast.
Probably Adelaide Productions.
Adelaide Productions, who owns everything now. They own Apple, I believe.
Yeah, man, it's not great, is it? I was kind of excited to see what's... I think I was expecting more Men in Black cartoon, which we have looked at.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think is really fun and strange.
Yeah.
And it's just not...
It, like a ghost, it's formless.
Yeah.
Did you feel that? It's just sort of like some stuff sort of vaguely happens. And everybody just sort of wanders around.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Well, look, if you're looking...
And then everyone cheers.
Everyone cheers at the end, exactly.
And then it goes...
And then they walk down the street at the end, and they go... In the credits, remember?
I do remember that, yes.
Look, if you're looking for somewhere to wander, though, you're lost. You can actually head over to BigSandwich.co, where there's a bunch of bonus content that goes up there. Recently, we did commentaries for both Ghostbusters Afterlife, and also we talked about a very popular and good... Ghostbusters comic from a few years back.
That's right.
We have different episodes. We do video game Let's Plays, as mentioned, bonus podcast, movie commentaries, etc. Also, early videos. These also go up there early. Speaking of, here's a bloody hint towards next week.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
Wow.
Also, for those who are in the know, Lorenzo Music first supplied the voice of Peter Venkman, who was played by Bill Murray in the films, and reportedly Murray did not like that his character sounded like Garfield, and the producers replaced Music with Dave Coulier.
Yes.
A Full House fame.
Mm-hmm. Music, and You Want to Know fame.
That's right, but maybe. Music did provide the voice of Garfield until his death, and Bill Murray later supplied the voice of Garfield in Garfield the movie and its sequel, Garfield Kills Again. There we go.
That's a little fun fact for everybody who watched 2 seconds of this video. I can't believe I didn't say that the Garfield and Bill Murray and Garfield.
Don't you even watch Rick and Morty?
You Rick and Morty. We got you.
Idiots.
We laid a trap and you fell for it. Thanks for the comments, though. Thanks for the engagement, you idiots.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you later.
And thanks to Ben and Lawrence for the edits.
Thank you, Ben and Lawrence.
Ben and Lawrence.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.